There must be more than this. Finding more life, love, and meaning by overcoming your soft addictions. Author, Judith Wright. Many of us imagine that if we were world champions, we would feel complete. Yet, even champions wonder, is this all there is? Even at the top of their game, champions can feel hungry for more. As much as we might want a life of meaning, our lives are often full, but not fulfilling. Most of us don't consciously design our daily lives to be uplifting, meditative, or deeply meaningful. We are enmeshed in routines that range from stressful to escapist. These routines prevent us from effectively asking the big questions or from devoting ourselves to endeavors that answer them positively. We refer to activities and behaviors of these routines as soft addictions. Though they're seemingly harmless and somewhat pleasurable, they are ultimately empty routines. What are soft addictions? Soft addictions can be habits, compulsive behaviors, or recurring moods or thought patterns. They numb us to feelings and spiritual awareness by substituting a superficial high or a sense of activity for genuine feeling or accomplishment. Many soft addictions involve necessary behaviors like eating, reading, and sleeping. They become soft addictions when we overdo them. Soft addictions, unlike hard ones such as drugs and alcohol, are seductive in their softness. Emailing, shopping, and talking on the phone. When we realize how much time and energy we devote to them, we can see how they compromise the quality of our lives. Why we yearn for something more. Without awareness, we're easily confused about what's important in life. How are we able to muster the consciousness to ask, is this all there is? If we're locked into routines that provide the buzz we're seeking, the deepest answer is that at the core, we're all inherently conscious. For a while, we may convince ourselves that soft addictions are all there is, but if we're lucky, we're not jolted out of our routines by an event that makes us ask the bigger questions. Most people believe that if they achieve society-approved goals, they will enjoy a meaningful life. Many of us grow dissatisfied with our lives and search in the wrong places and in the wrong ways for alternatives. All of us, whether we know it or not, have experienced moments of transcendence. Just about everyone has stood. The promise of more. We are all hungry for more in life, consciously or unconsciously. Our soft addictions, though, mask this hunger for greater connection and meaning. They sap our time, energy, and emotions, leaving us feeling diminished and confused about what more there could be. Finding more life, love, and meaning. What is the more they discover? It has many faces, as we'll see. But in every case, the quest for more leads to finding more life, more love, and more meaning. More life. Life is the word we use to describe the basic force that animates us. Cultures from Hindu to Christian occupy themselves with the mastery of it. Hindu saint Swami Mudkananda felt to become fully alive to be his greatest accomplishment. When we are awake and aware, we experience more of life. We live bigger lives, not just limiting ourselves to be comfortable or familiar. Rather than feeling deadened and shut down, we feel alive, vibrant, and vital. We live life to the fullest. More love. We all long to feel special and beloved, as well as to give love. We need to be present, conscious, and in touch with our emotions to give and get more love. Soft addictions reduce our very presence. If we are not all there, there's less of us to love. When we dedicate ourselves to pursuing more, we commit in accepting ourselves and our experiences instead of numbing them. Treating ourselves with more care, we begin to receive from ourselves the love we crave. More meaning. We long to extract more meaning from everyday actions. None of us wants to sleepwalk through life, though that's exactly what we do when we become enmeshed in soft addictions. When we create a life of more, we have a life compass that gives not only direction, but also meaning to all we do. We sense that we are fulfilling our destiny. What does the more look like? More means different things in different situations. At work, it may mean a richly satisfying job, while at home, it could involve more beauty and creativity, warmth, community, and inspiration. Spiritually, you may want more peace or love. Let's envision scenarios of the more in common situations. At work, at home, in relationships, in our spirituality, and during tough times. What is more at work? When we live the more in our jobs, work is no longer relegated to serious tasks tied to the clock. Not only does the day go by more quickly, it flows and feels as if you're moving towards a destination. All types of jobs take on more life, love, and meaning. The more allows you to transform your current work, no matter what it is. By focusing on the more, you will advance and move to satisfaction with much less effort. What is more at home? Focusing on the more causes you to consciously face your emotions and thereby feel more alive. even when you are tired at the end of a hard day. Boredom is a thing of the past as you reach out to others for contact, support, and reassurance. When you are alone, you find more meaning as you are dazzled by a misty morning walk or moments of prayer, contemplation, or reflection. You discover new riches daily, no matter if you live in the most beautiful area of the country or in an urban apartment. Making the one decision, to be or not to be. The one decision is your commitment to living a life of more. We all face the decision between living deep, conscious lives or shallow, unconscious ones. We need to commit one way of living versus another. Without the one decision, we flounder. At times, we may realize that something isn't right and try to do something about it, but the nagging feeling lingers. There must be more than this. The undecision versus the one decision. For a time in my life, I resigned myself to accepting that the best I could hope for was a good career progress supplemented by distractions, escapes, and soft addictions. I indulged in overeating and looked out for newer and better ways to escape and zone out. I then made what I thought was an important decision. I decided to lose weight, and I did that. I lost weight, but my life was still involved with the soft addiction of food. I became so skinny that my hip bones stuck out and were easily bruised. What I hadn't done was decide to live a full, conscious, and alive life. Only after I faced the unhappiness of my first marriage did I start on the path of personal growth. I made my one decision, determining that I was going to live consciously and pursue my real hungers. My one decision guided me. It gave me a reason to eat in moderation, since stuffing myself numbed me and I wanted to feel alive. Designing your life, creating your vision of more. Now, it's time for you to create your vision. Allow yourself to dream a life of more where you fulfill your spiritual hungers, guided by your one decision. Imagine you have just arrived on this planet. What values will you select to guide you and how will you incorporate them? Most likely, you wouldn't design a life based on your surface wants. Think about how you would design your ideal life. What would you put into this ideal life design? Jot down your ideas. You'll find them useful when you create your vision. The road to more is not only a path to personal fulfillment, it is a path that can revolutionize our world. You are becoming a revolutionary. This then is a revolutionary war fought by conscious warriors. You're engaged in battles for consciousness within yourself and in the world.